Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking to Derek Vidal about using online giveaways for viral list growth.
Super excited to dig into this conversation. Just before we do, though, we have just put together something really cool for you, and it's totally free. See, we know that you want to make more sales from your email marketing. That's the reason why you listen to this show. It can't just be for listening to us, surely. But if you can't make sales, you can't make sales if nobody's clicking on the links in your emails. So that's why we've decided to put together 12 really creative ways that you can get more clicks from every email that you send going forward in our new download that we are calling Click Tricks. Cracking name. It's yours free as a listener to this podcast today. All you have to do is go to emailmarketingheroes.com/tricks.
He's learning all about electric cars. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he alternates between reading fiction and non-fiction books, so he's got fucking no idea what's going on. It's psychological mind reader Kennedy.
Non-fiction, in case you're wondering right now.
Well, what I was starting to think is the characters from the fiction books might come into, like, the history about dinosaurs that you read last week, and then you've no idea.
I'm not talking alternate pages. I'm not talking about, and then she went down the 7 goals a day. Oh, really? It's not like that. I'm talking about I finish reading a fiction book, then the next book I'll read will be non-fiction.
Oh, okay.
So are you George Jetson? You're learning all about electric cars.
Yeah, well, I'm just on the brink of signing the dotted line to buy one. So you go through all this thing and you realise sometimes you get thrust into a world where, and it's been a while, where you literally don't know what you don't know. Like, you know nothing and you've no idea about all the things you don't possibly know. So I'm, like, literally asking everyone I know who's got an electric car everything I need to know.
Yeah, so the car's going to be electric, but to move the windows up and down, you have to put petrol in the windows. Is that how it works?
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. Hello, we are a stage hypnotist and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who love giving course creators, coaches and membership site owners everything you need to use psychology-driven email marketing to be the email marketing hero of your business. That means you make more sales more predictably in less time with a brand new episode all together now every email marketing Wednesday.
I have to say, you know, in spite of all of this email marketing Wednesday bollocks, I'm really excited by the number of people who are jumping on board with my Psychology Sundays hashtag on Instagram. So make sure you come and join me at Robin Kennedy on Instagram. Every Sunday, I'll be there with little psychological tips to help you with your email marketing. And I'm going to try and beat Kennedy with his email marketing Wednesday nonsense.
Awesome. If you haven't already, make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to make sure you never miss an episode of the show. In fact, while you're there with your phone in your hand, take a screenshot that you're listening to this very episode of the show and make sure you tag us at Rob and Kennedy on Instagram so we can share it about as well. We'll love replying to your comments because it really is us on there. But also, we thought we'd tell you why so many people are switching to Keep for their email marketing automation. You see, we've been using Keep as our platform of choice for more than like 12 years each, and we've got 4 accounts between us because it allows you to manage your contacts, build amazing email automations, and run your whole marketing and sales system all in one place. And with their brand swanky new interface, it's super duper intuitive. They're sponsoring this episode of the Email Marketing Show, and to get you going even faster, when you take your free trial through our special link that I'll give you in a second, you'll also get our subscriber re-engagement campaign and our overcoming sales objections campaign that we call the Interrogator pre-installed and set up for you in your account, along with a training on each of those things to help you get it working even faster and better for you. To get all of that, take a free trial of Keep over at emailmarketingheroes.com/keep today. So, Rob, we've got Derek in the wings here. One of these three things is absolutely true about Derek. Does he have uncontrollable sneezing fits if he chews mint gum? Is he featured in an Ed Sheeran song? Or does he have a hobby building tree houses?
Hmm. So I think the chewing gum sneezing thing, I think that's made up because you have big sneezing fits. It's not linked to chewing gum, but you have big sneezing fits, and I think that's where you've got that from.
Okay.
Featured in an Ed Sheeran song. I feel like we had a guest recently who was featured in some enormous big song, so I think you've been inspired by that genuine fact to make this one up. Although he does look very cool and like he could be in a song. A hobby building tree houses. Like, that sounds like a cool, like... That sounds like a cool activity. I don't know. It's one of those last two, I reckon. I'm going to go for... I don't know. Come back to me at the end. I'm going to say pass. No. Oh, I don't want to get it wrong. I'm going to say... was Fia likes building tree houses.
Derek, which one's true?
It's the Minty Gun one.
What?
Yes!
Oh, that wasn't even a contender. Do it now.
What happens?
Did I hear you have the same issue?
I have a lot of sneezing fits. It's not to do with gum.
Okay.
I think it's when I'm really busy. What happens then? Just every time you chew gum, it's like...
Yeah, there's a certain minty level. Like, if it's a lighter one, it's fine. But if it's, you know, one of those five gums, the one that just overwhelms your sensations, it's like wintergreen or spearmint or something. It's just like... couple chews and I can't do it. I still like go through it. It's just annoying to everyone around me.
I don't believe you. I want to see this now, otherwise I'm going to contest the results of the game.
We should have mailed him some gum. Oh, that would have been great. It's great to have you on the show. We want to talk about these awesome viral sort of contesty type things. This is a real, I mean, do you want to first of all talk about when this is a really good strategy to use? When is that a really good strategy?
Yeah, it works really well for beginners, although I could see even intermediate and advanced businesses do it. So I'll speak from the perspective of beginners because I think that's who I appeal to the most, mostly because that's a lot of my audience, but also because it's a much easier process to run than a lot of the other strategies a lot of new businesses will do. So for instance, right now, a lot of new business owners, their first idea is usually to grow on Instagram, and all of them should totally have an Instagram presence. And then if they look, all right, where's the organic reach at? It's on Reels. Reels can be difficult to do. Not everyone likes to do them, and you can't really rely on, even if your reel goes viral and gets over 100,000 followers or views and then gets you like 28 followers, like it still is like awesome. Like, now what? Like, it doesn't really give you that much control over your business. And a lot of businesses fall into this trap of just posting on Instagram organically as their main means. And then after a couple of years, they have a few thousand followers, but no means of like consistent sales revenue. So the more ambitious route would be going into paid ads. But before they really know how to sell their offer, or they even have a following or any kind of branding, their website isn't what it needs to be, their email marketing isn't really set up, all these things that are necessary in order to make the entire process convert aren't ready yet because they're a brand new business. Like, nor should they even have it figured out yet. They don't even know which audience is their target market, right? They have a few guesses as to their price point and their target market, but they have a bunch of guesses. And if they go into it trying to make an ad on Facebook or Instagram that's like, buy our product, it's on sale, or here's a few value points, it's on sale, and just go right for the sale from the ad, either it works and great, your business is amazing, you made profitable ads, it's your first move of business, you're rolling, you're doing amazing, all of your guesses were right. Very rarely does that actually happen though. And what happens is if you run paid ads to an offer that people don't buy, they usually don't go, you know what, good try though, I'll follow you. Let me give them my email at least. Like, they did a good try, but I'm not going to give them my credit card. They're just like scroll, like they're on in the next post before they even, you know, half second later, I don't want that. I don't want to buy that. They didn't capture my attention. Next post. They're not like, let me help them out. They're not looking at your business how you are, right? So you can spend like $5,000+ on ads and be like, we have very little to show for it, zero sales, or, you know, very, very unprofitable rates here, and no followers or emails to show for it either. So like, they didn't run to an email opt-in as their first thing. But this is how a lot of people want to do it because it seems like the shortest cut to like, let's just pitch our product to people. And a lot of business owners, especially if they started their passion project to be an artist or a clothing designer, didn't necessarily come from a marketing background. So they're not writing amazing copywriting from the beginning. They're just telling people it's on sale. They just burn a bunch of money and it doesn't work very well. So the reason why I like doing the viral contest as a newbie is your ad copy doesn't have to be quite that good yet. You just have to make people want it enough to want to win it for free. And you never want to give a prize that is super untargeted. You don't want to do like an Amazon gift card or a MacBook, like you guys were mentioning, because it gets you all these random followers. At the end of the giveaway, a bunch of them unfollow you once they realize they don't win because they wanted nothing to do with your content. They just wanted to win the prize. Or worse, they keep following you and then never like or engage with any of your stuff and just kind of ruin your engagement because they also, you are teaching Instagram marketing and they enter to win a MacBook Pro and it just doesn't match up. So I only give that away, you know, the exact offer.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Actually, we back on episode 68, we talked to Travis Ketchum about exactly how you pick a prize. And that's one of the core things we talked about. It was about don't give away the iMac, they need to be entering the prize, and the prize itself needs to pre-qualify their interest in what it is that you do. So if you sell dog beds, guess what? Give away a dog bed or something.
I think one of the things that could work really well here is if you, a lot of our audience are like course creators or membership site owners, and you know, if imagine they've, you know, they, let's imagine they teach, I don't know, home brewing, and they've got the Home Brewers Club. And if that actually exists, I've no idea. I'm just making it up. I'm not talking about your business. This is not business advice. I'm just making it up. So I don't want to slander anyone's business, but let's imagine there's a made up thing called the Home Brewers Club or something. Making that sound interesting to an audience who are interested in homebrewing but don't know who they are might be hard, but I think if you're willing to put a little bit of money into it and you could create some accessories that go with it, so you could buy like a homebrewing starter kit or something, you could give that away, and it's definitely attracting the right audience who could come on to buy the membership. But it means you're not having to try and make the membership sound sexy when they don't know who you are or why your training would be good.
So kind of your prize kind of wants to only be appealing to the perfect audience. Like, it's one of the things we talk about with lead magnets a lot, isn't it? It's like, it should deter people who are not your ideal customer as much as it should attract them. So I think my question for you then, Derek, is going to be like, who do we promote this to? If we, like, do we already need to have a bit of an audience? Like, and how much is a bit? Like, which stage should we be having this? Who are we telling about this in the first instance?
I've run it with zero followers and then had gotten accounts like 500 by the end of it too. So the reason why it works really well for these small accounts is because it's hard, if you have like 6 followers, to get people to follow you for your content. They're like, what's going on here? It's like a street performer with no one watching and everyone's just like, he's killing it, it looks like, but no one's here, so I'm gone.
No one
right
cares.
So you don't even have like any base of followers and you're just trying to attract people through your reels, which posts to no one, so no one likes it, so it goes nowhere. So it's really great at the beginning because the reason why they follow you is to enter the giveaway, not because of your content. So we're giving them this other reason to gain that initial following, but then the prize attracts them correctly. And to what you guys were saying on the prize, basically how I go through it is if you can give your exact offer away and it's, you know, sexy enough of a thing, like if it's like this $20 scarf, you know, that's not going to get a lot of people to enter. So then you spice it up. Maybe you pick multiple winners instead, or you add some more stuff in there. Or if you're giving away like the Homebrewers Club, if you don't want to try to explain how your subscription model works to these people, then you would just give the home brewing kit, something of the sort where the problem that the thing you're giving away solves is the problem that your paid offer is trying to sell. So you're trying to attract people at a certain time with, if they want this, that tells me they have a certain problem. So that you want the price to be reflective of the problem still, not if it's not the exact same thing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. So when we put this together, we'll talk about the assets and the infrastructure and how we actually do the practical bits of it in a second. But let's talk about to our audience. So we've put together the stuff we're going to talk about in a second, which is the assets, and we're going to make the tech or whatever that is looks like work. Great. But I've got 6 Instagram followers. That's all I've got. How, like, do we just tell our 6 Instagram followers and then it's going to take off? Like, how does it work in a sort of really practical sense?
So we run paid ads. And for your audiences, this is time to guess. So if you thought your clothing would be, I think skaters would like it, or I think musicians would like it, or I think this age of demographic would like it, test them all. So now you get to test all of your audiences, but your marketing doesn't have to be good enough to close them yet. It just has to be good enough to get their email. So now we can at least be like, we can test our target market. Like, you can come up with as many ideas as you want and then just run them to this very simple ad. So rather than having all these different components of, we've got 12 different ad angles, 12 different audiences. We just have like one ad angle, enter our giveaway. And then now's the time to mess with all these audiences.
But
ideas.
What's happening is for every person who comes into the giveaway, there's the viral element of it. So that person's not worth one person. That person might be worth 4 people, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people. This seems really easy to apply. I promise I'm going to... Rob, I haven't tied Rob up. He is still here. He's just not getting a word in edgeways. I'm so excited. So I can see this really working. I can see it really straight line to B2C. Great. Consumer product. Great. Do you find that in a business-to-business space this works? Because do people still share it?
Great question. Very, way harder. I just did it. I just got done doing it for myself. I haven't even let anyone in my program like teaching this concept for B2B because I'm like giving away coaching, giving away consulting to a cold audience is difficult. You want to like, if you're giving away a yoga mat, they don't have to be like, well, where is it coming from? They're just like, yoga mat. You know, it's very like, they don't, they're down like for giving away business coaching. They're like, who is this guy? Right. So it didn't work very well. It worked well for B2B for your warm audience. So for me, I'll talk about the additional entry steps because there's a lot more going on after they enter the giveaway too. So I just did it because I just had my 200th podcast episode. So I ran a giveaway for just my coaching programs, essentially like 15 different people got some of my courses. One person got like personal mentoring. And then nice. I also had a free guide too, that I gave to everyone just for entering too. So I stacked it. Like they got a guide, even like everyone was an automatic winner. And then I ran that to a cold audience and it still was, you know, I could have come up with more ad angles, but with just how bad it was doing already, I was like, I think it would have done a lot better. My cost per conversion would be way down if I was just giving away that free guide and the marketing was just around the free guide rather than being like, I'm Derek. I just had my 200th podcast episode. You can enter here to get a free course instantly. And on March 1st, I'll tell you if you won. It was just too much. And, right. You know, those were my ideas. And I think I could have definitely come out with some more ad angles, but I was already seeing like, it's not working great, but it worked really well for people who already knew me and already wanted my stuff. So B2B, right. I don't typically recommend it for like, if you have 6 followers, I do recommend it for B2B. If you have a lot of followers and you just want all your Instagram over to your YouTube, or you have a new podcast to promote, that's where it is more useful.
Sounds great. So let's dig into the sort of assets we need in terms of like images to post, pages to have, opt-in forms. What are like the ingredients of making this work?
Yep. So the ad is usually going to be along the lines of just enter to win or new. Like I want to have a reason for the giveaway. That's part of it too. Okay. You don't want to, if you just say we're giving away this thing because we want your email, then you know, that's what it sounds like. So if it's to celebrate my 200th podcast episode, to celebrate the new year, to celebrate our 300th customer, our summer giveaway, the debut of our new store, there has to be a reason for it. And then tying that into, we're giving this away to show our appreciation, blah, blah, blah. And then you just present the prize. If it's a straightforward prize where someone can just see it and know they want it just from seeing it, the ad is usually single image. The caption is usually less than 4 sentences. If it is like I did it for a company that he sells a chemical product, that you take this chemical product, you can put it on like aluminum or wood sheets and then put it through an inkjet printer. And it took him like years to explain it to me, honestly. And then like, once I finally got it, I was like, okay, now I could, like, I had to make a video explaining what it did before I even did the giveaway. So if you have a complicated product, then it's a little bit more details, but it still is not like that much. It's just a few bullet points. So they just want it enough. Then it's just an email opt-in. The reason why is because Facebook and Instagram have it's policy number 25 that you can't use ads to boost engagement, boost a following. So you can't do the like tag 3 friends and, you know, share this to your story. Like that can't be in this paid ad. It's just enter in the email. And this is also really great because a lot of people's giveaways don't do well because they're like, follow these 10 people, you know, like as the entry step, share it to your personal story. Like who wants to do any of this stuff? Or tag the 3 friends who won't kill you for tagging them in a giveaway. It's not like they're 3 most targeted customer friends. Like none of those steps work. So it's just email because these ads are only running to the people that I want it to show to at the beginning. So it's just email. And then on the next page, it says, you're entered. We'll let you know if you want or not on this day. In the meantime, if you want to improve your chances to win, you can follow our Instagram for an extra entry. You can like our Facebook page. You can review our podcast on Spotify, because that's the thing now. You can subscribe to our YouTube. You can comment on this YouTube video. You can fill out our product survey for additional entries, literally whatever your company needs. And that's like, if you're a new company getting this data, I definitely have a survey as one of those entry steps, because you know I'm about to try to sell to them. So I'm going to get this extra data before I'm going to. So really those additional entry steps, you can get really creative with it. And then on the last day, I say, the email subject, it used to be the winner is, but they don't like the word winner in the subject, it seems like, anymore. It just stopped working. But now it says something around like the results are in, something like that. And you can imagine pretty much everyone opens that email to see if they won. And usually it's like 60 to 80% open rate, because, it's obviously like the announcement of the winner. And I say, here's the one person who won. For the 5,000 of you who didn't, thank you so much for playing. As the consolation, you can get this deal on the exact same thing that you were hoping to win today, but did not. And it usually works pretty well, because you have everyone's attention at that moment.
I really like it. I like that idea of having a consolation prize, just to sort of take a little bit of the sting out of that as well. And in terms of like actually measuring and doing and picking the winner, are you just doing that manually? Are you just like going, okay, that person's followed, they get a little check next to their name? Is it just a manual process, or are you automating that at all?
There's actually a lot of giveaway programs that are designed to do this. The one that I've arrived at is called Kickoff Labs. And basically you collect the email. It just looks really nice. Like it's important that this looks like a very trustworthy page, just because giveaways already have certain notions about them, or people have entered once in the past that they were like, yeah, that was kind of gimmicky, right? It's a lot of times I even say like, don't tell them I teach giveaways. I'll tell them like 30 minutes into the episode. Like I unveil it later, just because there's so much preconceived notions about it. But that tracks everything. So at the end, I'm just like, pick a winner. And then it's like, how many winners? And then it weights everything based off if they have additional entries or not. And before I forget, one of the additional entries is usually share this with a friend to get extra entries, and they get a custom referral link. So the more friends that they get to go through that custom link, the more entries they get. So one time I had a giveaway where it was like 4,900 entries, and 600 of them came from the share factor. So I only paid to acquire 4,300, and then another 600 came from the viral share factor,
which massively drops down your cost per acquisition. Love it.
Is there anything about this that we haven't asked you that you think, whoa, they really need to know this bit, because that's going to make it fly?
I basically got to the end of it there, where you're monetizing it, right? I think the thing that, to allude to the point where you're asking for, like, who does this really help? The reason why it's really great for new business owners is if it doesn't work, they still follow you everywhere. So if your initial offer didn't work, or like you test all these audiences, and by the end of those 2 weeks, you figure out 8 of your 10 tests were not right. Now you can know that. And a lot of these other businesses, they're like, I've been posting on Instagram for 3 years. And you know what? I don't think they like my products. It can take like years of organic posting before you have enough people come to your website, before you can like rule out, is this going to work? Or like, do I have the wrong audience? Like, if you don't get this data right away, you could spend years of your life just doing the wrong things, selling to the wrong people at the wrong price. Like, just it takes one part of it being off to not work. So this just gives you conclusive data. These audiences, we were wrong about those for sure. We can look at the data right here. The cost per entry was 10 times that of this other niche. So now we have conclusive data to rule that out. We don't even have to come back to that idea. And then we got to the end, and then we ran this offer, and a bunch of people clicked on it, but like no one bought. So it looks like a lot of people liked it, and everyone followed us, and they're still engaging with the post. And you know, at least we can, and we still have their emails. So let's adjust this offer. And then in 1 month, we'll resell it to that same list again. We'll try it again because we still have their contacts. It's not like when you run paid ads to sell it and you're left with nothing if it doesn't work. I've had people they get all these followers because people are like, I want it for free, but then they don't want it enough to pay money. But it's right. You're still around, so I'll be back, and then you can try to market to them later.
You're still in the market. Yeah, love it. I think it's great.
So cool. So let's go for this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week. Okay, what's the subject line you want to share with us this week, Derek?
It's minty gum makes me ... I might have to try that one, actually. I think it might work. But last week I did one that was just as promised ... and that worked really well.
I love it. There's so much like cool. that
lovely,
idea.
Lovely curiosity to
it's,
it.
Yeah, it's just like curiosity. You get people to lean in and go, oh, I'm receiving the thing I was promised that I haven't received yet. It's almost like you're filling up the gap that they didn't even have, but you're now evoking that little break in their mind as promised ... Absolutely love it. That's this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Derek, this has been awesome. For people who want to find out more about you and your stuff and your work, tell us, where do we go? How do we find you?
Social Bamboo on Instagram, socialbamboo_, because they won't give it to me, the other guy. But socialbamboo_, you can go to socialbamboo.com for whatever free resource I have going on at the time. I'm giving away a free mini course where the social media giveaway strategy I talked about today is just detailed with illustrations and everything. If you're more of a visual person, you can find that on socialbamboo.com.
Awesome. Get yourself over there. Thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for you for listening to the whole episode this week. Make sure you do hit the subscribe button on your podcast player, and we'll be back in your ear holes again next week. See you then.